we've been in process with automating or digitizing the records, the files. And we've prioritized that by focusing first on employees who are about to retire. So we're sort of looking at a window. If somebody's within 10 years of retirement, we're trying to automate all of those records. And then we are trying to automate all the records that come to us from the various, the four federal pay service entities, USDA, GSA, Interior, and Defense as the pay systems. And so we're trying to make sure that the data that comes to us, rather than mailing us paper, they can now send to us electronically. So that's been the priority focus this year, sort of to move out in that direction. And we've got some pretty good numbers on that. Second thing we've done is we are advertising now for a leader on the retirement front. And that is in process. So I believe that advertisement has closed and we've got a review panel reviewing the candidates. I haven't seen the finalists yet. So they'll be bringing to me a group of finalists that I can interview. I'm hopeful that I can find a superstar who can really be the change agent, who can say, okay, what direction do we need to go here to come up with an automated systems and other things that we can do in place? Now, the next major step that we're working on is, and this is in parallel to automating the records, is we've gone to our workers who are doing the calculations and the process calculations that need to be done. And we are trying to take the most common used calculations. We're not trying to handle the outliers, just the ones that you do 60, 70% of the time, and see if we can automate those and come up with calculators, if you will, that are automated that will be more powerful tools for our caseworkers. And so I believe if we get that done, again, I'm trying to focus on the majority cases, not the, you know, the individual problem cases, that those are still going to take longer. We know there are many complicated sort of individual ones that just are harder and are going to be almost impossible to automate. So, well, let's see if we can at least make it faster for 60%.
Barry says OPM is working with contractors to develop and improve the retirement system's calculators.
Our inspector general has been a phenomenal partner, Patrick McFarland. He's the leader, and he really sees the IG shop as an innovator helping us manage well. And so they've been sort of helping test our, you know, some of these things, and as we're dealing with sort of fixing the service credit issue and put in place a new formula that will allow us to do that more accurately. He's been helping us by having his people sort of be that third-party tester for us, so we have a higher credibility. And so those are some of the steps we took this year. Where I hope to go is next year we get our leader in place, and then they look beyond, okay, beyond the 60%, what's the next 10 or 20% we bring in under this net? Until we keep going. And my approach on this is that whittling process, not some magic wave a wand, this is going to solve every case. Because what I have found looking in and peeling this onion is, you know, there are some cases where employee X, let's just say, you know, Susie Smith, they can work at five different federal agencies. They might have been in the National Guard. They served both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, the weeks they were on reserve duty in Iraq, they got one extra pay supplemental at a certain rate that was given for people who were serving during the first Desert Storm. If they served in Afghanistan, there's an entirely different differential for those 16 weeks or 36 weeks or whatever Susie was serving there. And so you can begin to see the complexity as you try to assemble this file and say, okay, well, for that 16 weeks, you get double credit for those hours. The level of complexity in this gets, you know, sillier and sillier. You can see where coming up with one system to automate this is probably never going to work as sort of a one-system approach. And so we're starting instead with how can we handle the bulk of cases and then go until you hit a point where you have diminishing return. And at some point, there's going to be a set of cases you're just going to have to do by hand. And that's always going to be the case. And you're just going to have enough people on hand to do that. But so that's the direction we're going in terms of fixing retirement. And what my gut is the best approach on this. And I always believe, you know, the most important thing I can do as the director is hire good people for these jobs. So, you know, right now I'm hoping I get a superstar that we can put in there that is going to be an inspirational leader. And, you know, both existing employees and new are welcome to apply. We reached out broadly on this across the nation, so I'm hoping that that pool is going to have some really good talent in it.
You brought up the hiring registers, and this is something that you'd put a memo out in recent weeks. And I think that that got a lot of excitement, cutting the time by 3 weeks in the memo. Now you're saying almost 5 weeks, which would be even better, I think, for a lot of agencies. Talk about the process by which you're getting the applicants into the pools, the registers.
What we did was we advertised. Those registers were filled through the open competitive process. That was great. So anyone in the country could have applied, and we worked through those applications. We did some assessments. And we created those well-qualified pools that we can then draw upon. We will be regularly refreshing those registers. So once essentially we work through the pool that we now have, or as we're getting closer, then we'll be going back out and advertising and reopening those registers. We're working on trying, that's what part of this is, marketing to the agencies, to making them aware this is out there. We have a good program. We have good lists. People who are very qualified have applied. And we want to see if we can get them hired, so that I think once we build that trust relationship, my hope is it's a circle that goes gets better and better on all sides, for both applicants and for hiring managers.